heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you not only to defend the historic Christian faith, but to become a winsome witness to a spiritually hungry but skeptical world, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, go to equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And do remember, you can contact us via the mailbox, 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, it is an absolutely true reality that one person dies in the United States of America every 12 seconds. What that means is, in just the moments that I have been speaking, a person has died, and another is getting ready to die. Some 7,452 people die each day in our country. Worldwide, 150,000 plus people die each day. Christina Mauser, she was one of them. I heard her husband, Matt, speaking about her just before I came into the studio. He's left with three small children. Christina was a coach at Kobe's basketball academy. Kobe. Think about it. One of the few people on the planet we readily identify by just one name. He was a five-time NBA basketball champion. 17 times he was an all-star selection. He played 20 seasons with the Lakers. In fact, I think it was the most with one NBA team in the history of the league. Two Olympic gold medals. I could probably fill the rest of the broadcast with accolades about Kobe Bryant. But the reality is, yesterday, while I was partaking of the Eucharist, Kobe, he died. He's absent the body, but continues to be in existence in a place called Hades, the very place that Jesus speaks about in Luke chapter 16, a place that is either a place of comfort, Abraham's bosom, or paradise, or a place of torment. We don't like to think about this too much, but we ought to. Post-modernity seeks to, well, deny death. They try to drive it into the closet. We think about it for a few moments and we're on to something else. We trivialize it. Sometimes we treat it irreverently. Oftentimes we attempt to circumvent it through the use of clever cliches. Cultural thanatologists, they urge us to accept death as a friend. Christian theology, however, sees death as the enemy. An enemy, however, overcome by Jesus Christ, who broke the cycle of death. He broke it by his resurrection. I'm always amazed to go back to the oldest book in the Bible and remember or recall the words of Job, where he said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. I myself will see him with my very own eyes, I and not another. And then said Job, oh, how my heart yearns within me. Life after life, it's not a crutch. It's not a cop-out. It is a certainty. As Christians, we stake our lives on the promise that God will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. I've heard many people ask over the last 24 hours, why did Kobe die? Or for that matter, why did 150,000 plus others die yesterday? Truthfully, that why question rarely, if ever, finds an answer. Instead, you and I are called to trust God in the midst of our whys, to prepare for eternity as though everything depended on it, because indeed it does. This is precisely why we read in the very last chapter of the very last book of the Bible the words, blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David, and I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. The free gift of the water of life. All of us, like Kobe Bryant, regardless of our station in life, all of us will one day die. And then we will stand before our Creator and give an account for what we did while we were in the flesh. That reality, that certainty, has been emblazoned on the tablet of my consciousness. I think about it all the time. Twice. Just in the past year, God gave me back my life, and I am acutely aware of the reality that my life belongs to Him. My every moment belongs to Him. And I, like you, must ask myself the question constantly, what am I doing with the precious moments that God has given me on this planet? Am I laying up treasure for time? Or am I investing in eternity? It's cliche, I suppose, and I say it many times. Only one life. Soon 'twill be past. In the case of Kobe Bryant, it was 41 years. Only one life. Soon 'twill be past. Only what is done for Jesus Christ will last. Dear listener, even as I speak, I think of you, and I wonder whether your life is being invested. Eternal investments are worthy of your time. Frivolity is not. We are so grateful for all of those that over so many years have invested in this ministry, invested so that we can touch the lives of people around the world. Truthfully, I get testimonies every week of people who have come to faith in Christ, who are growing in their faith, who are storing up for themselves treasures in heaven as a direct result of your investment in this ministry, and I thank you for it. Do remember, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or when you write me via the mail that I just gave, the mail address, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And once again, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Remember the number to dial, as always, 888-ASK-HANK.
Eat, Fast, Feast is a book with a plan to promote healing the whole of you, physically and spiritually. If you are confused about when to eat and when to abstain from eating, don't delay. Read today. Hank Hanegraaff did, and the results have been nothing short of transformational for both his body and soul. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting by J.W. Richards, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Breaking the code of the book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.
The book, Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, is a true gift to Christians eager to grow spiritually as they get healthier physically. What makes this book unique? J.W. Richards draws on the ancient church's centuries-old practice of intermittent fasting as a way of life in Christ unknown to many modern Christians. Most books that promote diets focus solely on the physical. Eat, Fast, Feast is different because it isn't merely promoting a diet. It's a six-week plan for a powerful paradigm shift and genuinely holistic health that could make this the healthiest year of your life. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.
Thank you.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
With a reminder, Randy, thank you. With a reminder that you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal at equip.org. And right now we have a double issue of the journal available for you. One of the articles, a startling article by Michael Strauss, titled, Did the Universe Really Have a Beginning? Because questions remain about the earliest moments of the universe. Scientists offer all kinds of speculation with respect to our universe having an actual beginning. Nevertheless, the science that is known to be true not only provides abundant evidence that the universe came into being a finite time ago, but also that the origin of the universe gives support for the biblical record. Not only the biblical record, but the biblical God. It occurred to me during the break that just as I spoke about the end of life in the first segment this Monday afternoon, I should say something about the beginning of life. And I thought about that because last week I received a call regarding reproductive technologies. It's often referred to as IVF, in vitro fertilization, literally fertilization in a glass. It's an increasingly popular form of reproduction that raises significant moral concerns in this very epoch of time. The fertilization of an egg in a glass dish can easily lead one to view a child as, well, the product that can be made and disposed of rather than a person, a gift from God. And that is hardly a stretch. In vitro fertilization is already being used in the genetic selection of what are known as designer babies. And while we must guard against paradigms that erode the very worldview on which Western civilization was birthed, in fact, I might say, the very worldview on which Western civilization has thrived, we ought to also be very wary of the introduction of third parties through sperm or through egg donations or through surrogate motherhood. And therefore, if in vitro fertilization is used at all, the sperm and the egg must come from the husband and the wife committed to raising the child. And let me add this. Because it is an established scientific fact that human life begins at conception, an embryo has, of course, a distinct human genetic code. But because it begins at conception, discarding an embryo or destroying an embryo through experimentation is the moral equivalent of killing innocent human beings. And let me take this a step further. To freeze an embryo is morally objectionable. And therefore, if in vitro fertilization is used, no more eggs should be fertilized than a couple is willing to give a reasonable chance at full-term life. And I'll add one more thing to this commentary, and that is, you and I may rightly be thankful for something that I am very thankful for, and that is the Snowflake's embryo adoption programs. These are programs whereby frozen, fertilized eggs are rescued. They're adopted. They're loved by parents who are able, through the marvel of modern technology, to bring this full person, not a fully developed personality, but this full person to full term. A snowflake brought to fullness in a mother's womb, a snowflake fearfully and wonderfully made, a body-soul unity, a marvelous work of God. I have mentioned on the broadcast from time to time a young lady, I used to call her a little girl, but now she's a young lady named Elise, who has come into the studio and watched this broadcast. And every year she sends me a new picture, and she writes a little note on the back of the picture. And she was a frozen embryo. Her parents adopted that frozen embryo. And today she's a vivacious follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is precisely what you and I ought to be, vivacious followers of Christ, particularly in an age in which all kinds of trends are breaking loose. Think of universalism. That's the rage today in liberal Christianity. It's gaining momentum, however, in conservative Christian circles today as well. The question you and I have to ask is whether such a notion has any grounding in the Bible or any grounding in the traditions of the authentic faith? And I would answer no. I would say that common sense alone ought to be enough to dictate to you that a God of love and justice does not arbitrarily annihilate the crowning jewels of his precious creation. He doesn't rub us out. He graciously provides you and I with freedom to choose between redemption and rebellion. Think about what a horrific evil it would be if God created people with freedom of choice and then annihilated those very people because of the choices they made. And here's something else. Something else that has to do with common sense. Something that leads us to the conclusion that non-existence is not better than existence. Why? Because non-existence is nothing at all. Not all existence in hell will be equal. We can safely conclude that the torment of Hitler's hell will greatly exceed the torment experienced by a lesser evil. And I say that because God is perfectly just, and each person who spurns his grace will suffer exactly what he or she deserves. This is not my opinion. You can verify that by reading Luke chapter 12 or Matthew chapter 16 or Colossians chapter 3 or, for that matter, Proverbs chapter 24. Human beings, humans like you and I, are fashioned in the very image of God. We call it the Imago Dei. And therefore, to eliminate someone who is an icon of God does violence to the very nature of God. The alternative to annihilation is quarantine. And that, I suppose we could say, that is precisely what hell is. I've been thinking about Revelation quite a bit today. Even now, the words of Revelation 14 come to mind. If anyone worships the beast in his image, if anyone receives a mark on his forehead or in his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day or night, those who worship the beast in his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. This is something that applies to all people in all epochs of time. We can worship God, or we can worship the kingdom of darkness. We can live merely for the baubles of today, or we can live for the beauty of eternity. And each of us must make that decision. Not just year by year, or decade by decade, but day by day. Well, Kobe Bryant's death has certainly brought a lot of thoughts into my mind. I hope that, if anything, it has caused you to ponder the verities of eternity as well. And again, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. We'll be back on tomorrow's broadcast with answers to your questions. As always, do remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you tomorrow with more of the show.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just go to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast live or download archived broadcast. To talk with a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Like millions concerned about their health, Hank Hanegraaff had never really known which diet plan to trust. But he's found the secret to healing the whole of you, body, soul, and spirit. Eat Fast Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul by J.W. Richards reveals that God is interested in more than just our physical health. He's interested in healing the whole of us. Eat Fast Feast outlines a plan found in the ancient Christian practice of intermittent fasting that can help you experience deeper life in Christ. To receive Eat Fast Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, a Christian guide to fasting, simply visit equip.org. That's equip.org. And make a gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Or call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.